Iran strikes U.S. fleet, Armenia drifts west, and World Cup revenue forecasts face skepticism. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed responsibility for a drone strike on the U.S. 5th Fleet in Bahrain, though details remain limited. If confirmed, the strike would constitute a direct attack on American military assets in the Persian Gulf. The incident comes as Vice President Vance described an emerging Iran deal as a home run, and President Trump predicted total victory over Iran within 2 weeks. Statements that suggest either active diplomatic negotiations or military planning not yet publicly disclosed. At the United Nations Security Council, the United States called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a strategic failure and warned that the war has reached its deadliest point in 4 years. Washington specifically urged Iran and Cuba to stop backing Moscow, underscoring how the conflict has drawn in global actors well beyond Europe and created alliance structures with broad economic and security ramifications. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan won re-election, but the Kremlin withheld congratulations, a pointed signal of Moscow's displeasure with Armenia's increasingly Western orientation and reduced reliance on Russian security guarantees. Armenia's position at the intersection of Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, controlling key transportation and energy corridors, makes any erosion of Russian influence there a significant geopolitical development. With the World Cup days from kickoff, FIFA and the World Trade Organization are projecting $80 billion in gross economic output, but hotel booking data and independent economists suggest the actual windfall may fall well short of those figures. Major sporting events routinely overpromise economic benefits while underestimating infrastructure costs and the degree to which tourist spending substitutes for economic activity that would have occurred regardless. Across these international stories, a consistent pattern emerges. Traditional alliance structures and diplomatic norms are under increasing stress. When negotiated ceasefires collapse, routine diplomatic courtesies are withheld, and multilateral economic forecasts diverge sharply from independent analyses, the international system's mechanisms for managing conflict and cooperation appear to be losing effectiveness, with direct consequences for businesses and governments that depend on political stability abroad.